This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are fewer coronavirus cases, but the death toll continues to rise. The number sits at 1,900 with more than 72,000 people infected. More from VOA's Julie Tabo.
At the moment, we don't have enough data on cases outside China to make a meaningful comparison on the severity of disease or the case fatality rate. We're following up with countries to get more information about what happens about each case and the outcome.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Trump granted clemency Tuesday to a collection of prominent men convicted of an array of crimes, including a former Democratic state governor who once sought to sell former President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. President Trump, who has recently cleared the names of well-known figures who have run afoul of the law, commuted the 14-year sentence of ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich after he had served 8 years. As he was boarding Air Force One for a trip to Los Angeles, Mr. Trump told reporters he had been and had seen Blagojevich's wife, Patricia, make an appeal for his freedom on television and noted that the former governor had appeared on Trump's former reality television show Celebrity Apprentice. An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a year that in trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and 8 other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it will bypass federal laws on building contracts to speed up the construction of a wall aimed at blocking illegal crossings at the southern border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Critics are objecting to a plan by the Homeland Security Department to waive procurement regulations like open competition and bidders' appeals to allow nearly 200 more miles of border wall to go up more quickly. The Project on Government Oversight says waiving the requirement for certified cost data could lead to grossly inflated prices and opens the door for shoddy work without any remedy. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says he hopes the waivers approved by Congress in 2005 will accelerate some of the construction going along the southwest border. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has expressed horror at the scale of the humanitarian crisis in northwest Syria, which has resulted in mass deaths and injuries of civilians and hundreds of thousands of displaced. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet describes conditions under which civilians are forced to live in Idlib and Aleppo as cruel beyond belief. She condemns the indiscriminate and inhumane attacks against civilians and is calling for an immediate end to hostilities. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says civilians, mostly women and children, are living in terror under scraps of plastic sheeting in freezing temperatures while bombing is going on.
Civilians fleeing the fighting are being squeezed into areas without safe shelter that are shrinking in size by the hour. And still they're bombed.
The United Nations estimates fighting has forced more than 900,000 civilians to flee their homes since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg says he would sell his business interests if elected president. More from AP's Mike Rossio.
A top advisor for Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said Tuesday Bloomberg would sell the financial data and media company he founded, which bears his name, if he's elected president. Advisor Tim O'Brien said Bloomberg would put Bloomberg LP into a blind trust, and the trustee would then oversee the sale of the company. O'Brien told the Associated Press, "We want to be 180 degrees apart from Donald Trump around financial conflicts of interest. Trump continues to make money from his properties. After putting his assets in a trust controlled by his two adult sons and a senior company executive." Mike Gracia, Washington.
And more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.